come to Burger King.
You guys doing Philly cheese on a 2-for-5 now?
Yeah, it's the new flame-grilled extra-long Philly cheeseburger.
These like the ones I get down ashore?
Better. Ours have two flame-grilled patties served side by side, topped with onions, cheese, and a cheesy sauce. Just 2 for $5.
$2 for $5? Beautiful.
Me or the sandwich?
Huh?
Get the new extra-long Philly cheeseburger at Burger King. Now just 2 for $5. Or mix and match with the original chicken sandwich, part of the 2 for $5 deal, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
You are tuned in to the NUC NFL Draft Bible Players Spotlight Show.
Back at it again. It's another edition of the NUC NFL Draft Bible Players Spotlight Show, brought to you by the College Gridiron Showcase. Make sure you check out the College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium. Just announced the 2017 game from January 17th to the 11th. It'll be a three-day event full of practices, symposiums, and NFL scouts. Okay. I am your host, Rick Saratella, telling it like it is, RIC and the place to be here on this April 6, 2016. 1 month from today, we'll be in Chi-Town bringing you on-location coverage from Draft Town. Really excited about it. Looking forward to it. About a quarter billion people, or quarter billion, man, that would be great. But 250,000 people came through Grant Park last year. Looking forward to the turnout this year. I think we're going to have even more players invited to the NFL red carpet. I've actually had a chance to find out a couple of the players who are going to be invited to the NFL draft, and we'll have one-on-one interviews with them. Of course, following the draft, we'll have our College Gridiron Showcase watch list posted. So tune in at cgsallstar.com. That's cgsallstar.com for our 2017 watch list. Of course, you can follow the College Gridiron Showcase guys on Twitter at cgsallstar. They've been syndicating all of our interviews leading up to the 2016 NFL draft. So if you want to sort through the archives, we have some of the College Gridiron Showcase alumni from this past year's game profiled. And right now we're going to talk to Brandon Hutchinson, one of the under-the-radar prospects for this year's upcoming draft out of Michigan Tech. Recently worked out at the University of Michigan Pro Day. We're going to talk to him about some of those results and more. We welcome him into the show. Brandon, glad we could finally connect. I appreciate you joining us on the show here. And let's start off with your Pro Day, because you had previously worked out at the NFL Regional Combine and then had a chance to work out in front of scouts at the Michigan Pro Day. How do you feel like you fared, and also what kind of feedback have you received thus far in throughout the process?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah, like you mentioned, I worked out at the NFL Minnesota Regional Combine. I went as a defensive end there. I led the D line in the vert, had a 36, jumped a 9.8 broad jump. My shuttle on the laser was a 4.17. My 40 was a 4.79. And then I was 6'1 3/8" and 246 pounds. And then, you know, I got that. I did well there. Was able to, my agent was able to get me into, as you mentioned, the University of Michigan. So I went to one of the premier pro days, you know, nationwide. It's actually interesting. I participated in that on March 18th, and I just got back some of my results yesterday. There was kind of some politics involved there, we think. We were, you know, because it's been, you know, what, 20-something days or just about since that day, and I actually had to contact a third-party website who had the numbers that they were sent to them by Lions personnel, actually. So I actually did not get numbers from Michigan. I contacted them after I got those numbers and said, hey, is there any update? And they said, we're trying to rustle up your numbers. So, you know, my agent said, maybe performed, you know, so well that, you know, there's kind of some politics coming in here. They did tell me they couldn't find my vert, broad, shuttle, or three cone, but they did have me at a 460 flat 40. So, you know, whatever happens, I was thankful for the opportunity. You know, you don't want to assume the worst. I just want to be treated fairly, you know. I don't want anything more, anything less.
And I don't want to cut you off, but here's the thing is there's some truth to this, I believe, and those listening at home, you know, those of you who are listening and saying, oh, you know, you're crying sour grapes, let me just tell you the firsthand experience I've had dealing with Michigan, because they are so petty, and really I believe that, you know, you probably did outperform some of their players. They don't want to give you the numbers, but the bottom line is this. The NFL teams that were in attendance saw it, recorded it, and know it. So that's what really matters. But, you know, the long story short of it, Michigan, you know, they don't allow any media access there. They are on such a high pedestal. They say they told me that they take their pro day more serious than any other school in the country, that they actually treat it like a job interview. And, you know, it's a bunch of hogwash. So, you know, there is some credence to this. But, you know, we have, you know, Brandon Hutchinson, Michigan Tech linebacker. We have you at 6'1", 246 pounds, Brandon. And, you know, we chat up with some teams as well. So just for our listening audience and maybe any team that might be out there listening right now, give us the lowdown on this Michigan Tech defense. What kind of defense did you guys employ? And what are some of the strengths and skill sets that you bring to the table?
We ran a 4-2-5. So, you know, we had four down, two inside, and then two kind of hybrid outside linebacker safety type deal players. And then I actually played three tech defensive tackle, so the strong side defensive tackle. And I played some rush end in our nickel and dime third down packages. But I mean, my strengths are my intelligence, diagnosing, reading plays, understanding formations and possible play options before, you know, the ball's even snapped. And then once it is snapped, I've, you know, explosion off the line. I've got a strong lower body. I believe that I use my hips well, and then that translates up into, you know, I can hit 28 reps on the bench, so I can shed blocks, get off blocks, and then above and all else, my effort, my pursuit, my effort to the ball, you know, I'll make plays 30, 40 yards across the field, downfield, that, you know, usually don't see plays being made from a D-tackle, D-lineman position.
Yeah, and, you know, not to forget the versatility, like you said, hand in the dirt, linebacker, inside, outside. I mean, you have so much experience playing these different type of positions. Where do you kind of see yourself fitting in at the next level?
My agent and I think that, you know, since I did play D-line and I can rush the passer, you know, I'm looking at the outside linebacker role, you know, something that I'm going to have some coverage responsibilities. I'm going to have some drops, but I'm also, you know, going to be able to set an anchor up in the run. I'm going to be able to get after the quarterback.
Okay, very good. We're talking with Michigan Tech defensive line, Brandon Hutchinson, here on the NUC NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, brought to you by the College Gridiron Showcase. Brandon, we talked about some of your strengths. How about an area of your game that you worked on trying to improve upon leading up to your pro day here? And, of course, as you await a phone call for the next level, what's a certain aspect you try to work at to get better?
Yeah, I've just been watching film, you know, from a linebacker's perspective, trying to get a feel for, you know, being 5-6 yards off the ball, having some space in front of me. And then, you know, physically building out from that, you know, flipping my hips open, getting into drops, you know, getting comfortable with being out in space and getting my body to the right places, the right angle points at the right time.
How about something we might not know about you? What about a little tidbit or nugget, a little piece of information maybe that hasn't been reported? It could be on the field, off the field, but a little something we might not know about Brandon Hutchinson.
Well, I think I'm just a high quality guy. You know, that's not going to show up necessarily on tape or, you know, in recorded physical stats. I graduated early with my undergrad in finance, and then I'm currently getting my MBA. So, you know, that's not something that necessarily scouts or anybody's going to see right at the top. You know, that's not the headliner, but, I mean, it shows that, you know, I'm a smart guy and that I, you know, I take everything I do on the field, off the field, in the film room seriously and, you know, try to do everything I can to the best of my ability.
And last one for you, Brandon, as we wrap it up here. We have a whole lineup of guys coming at us today here on the Player Spotlight Show series, but we always wrap it up on this one. You know, I want you to tell me why, when you get that rookie camp invite or that training camp invite and you're in that 90-man camp, why are you going to make it impossible for an NFL team to cut you? Why should an NFL team take a chance on you?
My effort, relentless effort. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to get what I have to get done any way I can. And you can't teach, you can't, you know, plan for, you can't game plan against effort. And just like I said, on defense, pursuit to the ball. So I think that's going to show. I think my effort on special teams, if I'm given that opportunity, my effort on defense, it's going to show that, you know, that truly stands out from people in my position, people in other positions. You know, it's a battle for those last few spots. So that's going to be my biggest strength.
All right, Brandon. Well, listen, keep us posted. We look forward to hearing back from you. Hopefully, once you get into a camp, maybe we can have you back on the show. But we appreciate some time here today. I know you're a busy guy.
Appreciate it. Like I said, I'm just thankful for any opportunity, any exposure.
No doubt about it. That's Brandon Hutchinson, Michigan Tech defensive line, pass rush specialist, special teams ace. You name it, he does it. We like to bring you the names you need to know here on the often imitated, never duplicated, NUC NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, brought to you by the College Gridiron Showcase. Stay tuned for more player interviews and our 2017 watch list at cgsallstar.com. Following the NFL Draft, you can follow the College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium on Twitter at cgsallstar. Of course, we're at NFL Draft Bible, and we'll be coming right back at you with another player interview. So keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. I'm your host, Rick Saratella, coming right back at you.
Welcome to Burger King.
You guys doing Philly cheese on a 2-for-5 now?
Yeah, it's the new flame-grilled extra-long Philly cheeseburger.
These like the ones I get down the shore?
Better. Ours have two flame-grilled patties served side-by-side, topped with onions, cheese, and a cheesy sauce. Just 2 for $5.
$2 for $5? Beautiful.
Me or the sandwich?
Huh?
Get the new extra-long Philly cheeseburger at Burger King. Now just 2 for $5. Or mix and match with the original chicken sandwich, part of the 2 for $5 deal, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.